Well, good morning and welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. We have been off for a few weeks and months here, but we're trying to get this thing up and running again. If you usually subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, we're still working on getting a new feed through iTunes because we've just updated our website. So we are in the process of working out all those details. And so if you're listening to this, you're probably listening through the website, but we're hoping to get it back up on iTunes soon. So I'm here this morning with Pastor Paul Jordan, who began a new sermon series at our church yesterday, or the day before yesterday on Sunday, about Jesus being the prophet and priest and king. So we see the threefold office of Jesus in the New Testament. You kind of introduced the series by going to the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 has always been kind of like one of those favorite passages of scripture because I love the way it starts, how, you know, it says long ago, at many times and in many ways. It kind of sounds like this epic story.
Almost like a Star Wars type of thing.
It is.
A long time ago.
I've always loved it. I actually have the quote up on my door here because it just sounds so kind of like this epic story. But we see that God spoke to the fathers through the prophets, and we see that now God is speaking to us through his son, Jesus. So Jesus is a prophet. It also talks about Jesus being our priest because he made purification for our sins. And then later on in verse 8, it talks about Jesus having a throne. So he's being the king. And so these are kind of the three major offices that Jesus kind of functions in the New Testament for being our redeemer and bringing us salvation. So kind of talk us through your sermon. What were some of the highlights that you had? And then we'll kind of tease it out more detailed in the podcast to follow as we talk specifically about those offices.
Sure. What we're doing in this series is just trying to emphasize who Jesus is and having a greater appreciation, a greater understanding for his person and also the work that he did for us. And then in light of that, how does that affect our lives? Mm-hmm. So we started off, first of all, that he is the prophet, and the emphasis there is that he reveals God to us. And of course, we know from John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so we have that revelation to us, and focusing that that does significant how we live our lives is based on who Jesus is. And then we transitioned into his role as priest, and that's where he reconciles us to God, and we have our sins forgiven. We realize that we also, in receiving his reconciliation, having peace with him, that then that also affects our relationship not only vertically with God, but also horizontally with mankind. And we'll get into that in a couple weeks. So again, this was just sort of an overview. And then lastly, we talked about Jesus reigning as king, and that's where he reigns supreme. One of the things I tried to emphasize there is that whereas he keeps the whole universe, he created it, and then he also sustains it, but we also see that it also applies personally to us, that over all the events that occur in our lives, he reigns, and he has purpose, even though we may not see it right away.
Right, and I think that last point is so powerful too, because what used to reign and control us is sin, you know, and Now no longer. If you look at the book of Romans chapter 6, like sin no longer reigns in us. We have a new king who orders our lives and is sitting on the throne of our lives. And so I'm really looking forward to this series. I know that we had kind of brainstormed about what we could teach from the Gospels a few weeks ago, and we kind of settled on this because I think it's going to be very powerful to see. First, it will magnify the glories of Christ, and hopefully, like you said, it will affect the way we view him, and it will affect the way we live our lives. One of the things that I appreciated in your sermon a couple days ago was you took us to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, and talking about the necessity of having really our God come to us because we were darkened in our understanding. We needed our God to speak. We needed our God to be a prophet. We needed our God to be an intercessor, a priest. We needed our God to be our king. And so I thought that was a really cool way that you brought us into the book of Ephesians. And we're kind of like peppering the New Testament. You know, this isn't necessarily like an expositional series. It's kind of looking at, you know, these different passages of scripture where God reveals himself in the threefold area of prophet, priest, and king. But I thought that was cool that you took us there because we are darkened in our understanding. We needed someone to intervene. You also took us to Luke chapter 7 about the widow's only son who died. You talked about him being a prophet and you know, the widow's son who died in Nain. There's a funeral procession going on. Jesus walks up to the widow and says, "Don't cry." You know, they think that's like an amazing, like, how can you say that? Obviously my son just died. he looks at the son and he says, he tells the son to get up and he raises him from the dead. And the people's perception in that passage in Luke chapter 7 is they say, a mighty prophet has risen among us. And they say, God has visited his people. And that's, we want to magnify who Jesus is. And I think it was a good way to kind of whet our appetite for more understanding about who our God is.
And I think also it lets us know that out of compassion that God responds to us in our time of need,
right.
that Christ represents the Father in the sense of he is a caring God. He hears the cries of his people, and that even in the midst of heartache, the love and the compassion of God is very evident.
Yeah. So we hope that you enjoyed the sermon. You can listen to it in its entirety on our website. And once again, we're trying to get that link working up on iTunes, hopefully in the next week or so. But then this next week, we're going to be focusing specifically on how Christ is the prophet. And so we're looking forward to that. So we hope to see you out at 9:30 or 11 o'clock this next Sunday morning.